I feel the same way about the eclipse as I do about New Year's Eve. Just because the planet you're on is turning a calendar page or getting overshadowed by the moon is no reason to become part of a mass movement. The masses have been wrong often. My wife called on the phone the other day offering me a pair of glasses so I could look at the moon covering the sun safely. I told her, honestly, I'm not interested anymore. I was a little bit at first, but so many people are interested in it now, I'm going to swim against the undertow. I wouldn't look up at the sky on Monday even if the moon was going to blow up. I am sick of the eclipse. There was a long pause on the other end. She's used to these sort of things. Don't worry, I said, I'm not trying to change anyone's mind. I'm sure everybody will have a lifelong memory of where were you during the eclipse story to tell. Think of all the engagement rings that will be flying around in the dark. Will you marry me? Well, okay, it's dark enough. Hospitals announcing their list of eclipse babies born as the day turned to night. Funeral processions on their way to the cemetery, the driver clicking on the headlights as they head into the cemetery gates. Michael Calhoun, our Twitter expert, has arranged to take a Southwest flight in the path of totality so he could have a commanding view of the event. He bragged that even if it rains down below, he'll be above the clouds and able to see it. I'm hoping that Calhoun's flight gets delayed and he's stuck at the Denver airport. It would be a better story for him to tell. The depressing thing about the eclipse mania is what's behind it. It's like the family on the block that puts up too many Christmas decorations.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You figure deep down there's some real misery at that house. And they're climbing up the ladder, stringing up the lights all around the gutters to try to forget the despair of life. The eclipse isn't going to change anything. It gets dark every night. With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings.